The nonprofit is the largest volunteer network in New York City. It offers thousands of volunteer opportunities with nonprofits and schools in all five boroughs. Thanksgiving volunteers are needed with organizations that address issues like hunger, homelessness, educational inequity, and the environment. For more information, go to their website, newyorkcares.org. And the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade starts at 9 a.m. on Thursday, November 24th. Enjoy balloons, marching bands, floats, clowns, performances, and of course, Santa. The 2.5-mile route stretches from the Upper West Side to Midtown, starting at West 77th Street, ending at Macy's Herald Square on 34th Street. For more information, mevents@macys.com. If you have an event you'd like to share with us, please email cbb@wbai.org. For the WBAI Community Bulletin Board, I'm Francesca D'Alessio.
And this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. It is now 1 minute past 1 p.m. and usually, who is it, 1 p.m.? Leonard Lopate at Large. Oh, my goodness. Leonard Lopate at Large will be on the air. He will return tomorrow at 1 p.m. tomorrow. So, in the meantime, take a listen to the program that's about to air. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
I'll mess up. Here, Bosan. And you all mess up. It's Hattie.
going to let you have your little going away party, but do not make our lives more difficult afterwards by hanging yourself with a sheet or a tampon string. No Thanksgiving suicides. Chapman, what are we not to do on this day of thanks?
Commit suicide?
Exactly. We are the pilgrims, you bitches are the Indians. This is the holiday where we cooperate.
Oh, yes. We bring you maize, and you give us smallpox blankets.
Exactly. Everybody wins.
They just love to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good to mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
Go back to places right. Like where I was brought up, it doesn't look anything like that anymore. It's completely and utterly different. There's like a motorway underneath this, yeah. And that doesn't, now that's a mall and you can't recognize it, whereas this, it's completely exactly the same. I had this house from 1967 to 1975. It does have a lot of memories, because one of the reasons is that we recorded here, but it has other memories for me too, children, my parents and all that sort of thing, my family, my brother lived here a lot. Yeah. He liked it very much, my brother, having this very large house.
I'm so scared. See you later, my name is Lily. out in the country, far from all the soot and noise of the city, there's a village green. Oh, it's been a long time since I last set eyes on the church with the steeple down by the village green. Twas there I met a girl called Daisy, and I kissed her by the old oak tree. Although I loved my Daisy, I sought fame, and so I left the village green. I miss the village green and all the simple people. I miss the village green, the church, the clock, the steeple. I miss the morning dew, fresh air and Sunday school. And now all the houses are rare antiquities. American tourists flock to see the village green. They snap their photographs and say, God darn it, isn't it a pretty scene? And Daisy's married to Tom, the grocer boy, 'cause now he owns a grocery. I miss the village green and all the simple people. I miss the village green, the church, the clock, the steeple. I miss the morning dew, fresh air and Sunday school. And I will return there, and I'll see Daisy, we'll sip tea, laugh and talk about the village green. Oh yes, we will. We will laugh and talk about the village green.
Home is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home. I don't need a mansion on a hill that overlooks the sea. Anywhere you with me is home.
Maybe I'm a rolling stone who won't amount to much, but everything that I hold dear is close enough to touch.
For home is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home.
Maybe I'm a rolling stone who won't amount to much, but everything that I hold dear is close enough to touch.
For home is where the heart is, and my heart is anywhere you are, anywhere you are, is home, 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 home.
Now that you've found
your paradise. This is your kingdom to come on. You can go outside and polish your car, or sit by the fire in your Shangri-La. Here's your reward for working so hard. Gone are the lavatories in the backyard. Gone are the days when you dreamed of that car. You just want to sit in your Shangri-La.
Yeah. you found it. I hope you found your Shangri-La. That's Ray Davies and the Kinks Choral Collection and Shangri-La, originally on Arthur and released back in 1969. I remember not that particular version, but the original album, which wasn't a hit here, but I personally loved it. We also heard him doing a version of The Village Green, which was on the Village Green Preservation Society, which came out the year before, and many have credited it as being the real first rock opera, at least a year and change before The Who and Tommy. Elvis Presley stuck in the middle of those two selections, and Home is Where the Heart Is. Before that, the Kronos Quartet from a collection, none such collection from the late 80s that I happened upon last night. And we heard White Man Sleeps, which came out, faded over Laura Nero from New York Tendenberry. We heard Captain of Dark Morning, a little instrumental from one of Charlie Chaplin's early silent features, and some music from The Gold Rush. And we started off with Neil Young, On a Journey to the Past. All mixed up. Peter Beauchamp, glad you tuned in. A lot more to get to. Hope you'll stay with us, including A Shortcut Back Home, which we're sort of giving you as a Thanksgiving present. You can tape it, play it over the holidays, share it with your friends, whatever.
Answered version of Shortcuts.
We'll need lots of wood, need lots of leaves, need lots of paint, but hush, 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 hush.
I grew up mostly in a house in Fairfield, Connecticut. My parents had moved there from Bridgeport and bought a split level in the early 50s. We used to go out and watch the house as it was going up. I used to marvel at how fresh the air was and how different everything was out in the country, even though there was maybe 5 or 10 miles separating the two towns. This was the country. This is our house. And there was a brook next door, and those fields and woods.
My dream house would be a house in the country where there are woods, just like when I was little. My parents still live in the same house. They've lived there for 31 years.
It used to be a real busy house all the time.
We have all kinds of memories.
All my kids and all the parties and all the, my whole family and all the dinner parties and all the celebrations and everything that went on. Used to be a real busy house all the time.
You mean to tell me, Katie Scarlett O'Hara, that Tara, that land doesn't mean anything to you? Why, land is the only thing in the world worth working for, worth fighting for, worth dying for, because it's the only thing that lasts.
Oh, Paul, you talk like an Irishman.
It's proud I am that I'm Irish. And don't you be forgetting, Missy, that you're half Irish, too. And to anyone with a drop of Irish blood in them, why, the land they live on is like their mother. Oh, but there, there, no, you're just a child. It'll come to you, this love of the land. There's no getting away from it if you're Irish.
consider coming back to the building alone with you. I know it's soon to talk about it.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't face being cooped up for the rest of my life in a shabby little office. No, I'm sorry, Pop. I didn't mean that. I want to do something big and something important.
You know, George, I feel that in a small way, we're doing something important. It's satisfying a fundamental urge. It's deep in the race for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace. And we're helping him get those things in our shabby little office.
I know, Bob. I know that. I wish I felt that. I've been hoarding pennies like a miser here in order to... Most of my friends have already finished college. I just feel like if I didn't get away, I'd bust.
In my little town, I grew up believing God keeps his eye on us all. He used to lean upon me as I pledged allegiance to the war. Lord, I recall my little town, coming home after school, flying my bike past the gates of the factory.
Ain't the worst part of Brooklyn, you know what I'm talking? I mean, you know, ain't like a hellhole in
there. Yeah, well, it ain't Manhattan. I mean, it isn't Manhattan. You get no idea how it changes, you know? Just right over there, right across the river, everything is different, completely different. It's beautiful. It's just beautiful. People are beautiful.
And after it rains, there's a rainbow. And all of the colors are black. It's not that the colors aren't there. It's just imagination they lack. Everything's the same back in my little town.
Running right through the middle of the town is Main Street. Cutting across Main Street on the left is the railroad tracks. Next to the post office is the town hall. Jay's in the basement. Brian once made a speech right from those very steps. It's a nice town, know what I mean? Nobody very wonderful ever come out of it, so far as we know. First, we'll show you a day in our town. Not as it is today in the year 1940, but as it used to be in the year 1940.
Sing a song of long ago, when things were green and moving slow. And people stopped to say hello, or they'd say hi. Would you like to come over for tea? With the missus and me? It's a real nice way to spend a day in Dayton, Ohio, on a lazy Sunday afternoon in 1903. Let's sing a song of long ago, when things could grow, days flowed quietly, the air was clean and you could see, and folks were nice to you. Would you like to come over for tea with the missus and me? It's a real nice way to spend a day. Sunday afternoon in 1903.
I want to ask you a favor.
What?
If I go away to State Agricultural College next year, will you write me a letter once in a while?
I certainly will. Maybe letters from Grover's Corners won't seem so interesting after a while. Grover's Corners isn't a very important place when you think of all New Hampshire, but I think it's a very nice town.
Oh, well, the day wouldn't come when I wouldn't want to know everything about our town. Well, I know that's true, Henley.
I'd love to own a palace grand,
one if they could. I'd be filled with pride having Mom inside. I haven't any palace grand, still I cannot complain. Blue is up above, and inside there's love.
There's not much to tell about my hometown. Life is easy, and the tempo slow. But if you really want to find what's in it, you'll learn in a minute all you have to know. Let's go.
Find as much comfort in another house, any that I've seen.
Why, even when I leave this neighborhood for only a day, to go to the beach or the vineyards across the bay, no matter what I do or see, after turning home again, I get to that corner and then, sweet voices, I hear sweet voices calling to me. Welcome home, says the street, as I hurry on my way. Welcome home, sings the gate, like a song. Welcome home, says the door, glad to feel your hand once more. Now you're back where you belong. Welcome home, says the chair, holding out its friendly arms. Welcome home, says the bed, rest on me. Now you're back where you should be. Close your eyes, close your eyes, and the world will settle down to sighs. Welcome home, says the lamp, lighting of familiar things. Look around at your friends, good and true. Get your cares all untied while you're warming up inside. Welcome home to you. Welcome home to you.
When we moved in this house, it was a remarkable feeling because I actually felt that this is something of our own, and I used to build things. I built this bookcase, for instance, without any nails or screws. Everything is fitted in, and it fits in this wall perfectly. And naturally, we planted things, and we loved all the trees and flowers. We have standard trees along the south side.
My grandmother's house is still there, but it isn't the same. A plain wooden cottage, a patch of brown lawn, and a fence that hangs bending and sighing in the Seattle rain. I drive by with strangers and wish they could see what I see. Of a father's farm is still there, but it isn't the same. The barn is torn down and the fences are gone. The Idaho wind blows the topsoil away every spring. I still see the ghosts of the people
forget. Especially that one moment when we're all in bed. We're all safe. We're all together. I'll never forget those things. I've stood under the kitchen window and I've listened to the sounds that this family makes at dinner time. And everyone's talking at once and nobody's listening to anybody else. But the sound of that talk is so beautiful. You just ought to put it to music. The way it drifts out on the evening air.
You rented a new house? Rent? You hear what he said, Mr. Bailey?
What's that?
I own the house. Me, Giuseppe Martin, I own my own house. No more we live like a pigs in this Paris field. Money!
Oh, are you satisfied? Look at this house. A ranch house.
The fella told me it wasn't a very good-looking house.
Very good-looking house. It's a shack.
Well, I can spend a lot of my spare time fixing this up. Have to putty those cracks up. Look, a horseshoe. Say, it's lucky to walk under a horseshoe. Rebuild after all.
What with? Well, you can stay here and wallow in misery if you want to. I won't. I'm going.
Where are you going?
Anywhere to get away from this filthy
dump. Just a little white house with a little green blind at the end of Honeymoon Lane. Just a little white gate that early and late seems to say, won't you please call again? You leave troubles outside and your joys just begin when the little front door whispers, won't you come in to the little white house with the little green blinds at the end of Honeymoon Lane.
I bought the house in the fall. This is summer. See the kids?
You must be in the backyard.
In Amity, you say yad.
They're in the yard, not too far from the car. How's that?
Like you're from New York.
Mom, I got cut. I got hit by a vampire.
You guys are playing on those swings. What? Those swings are dangerous. Stay off there. I haven't fixed them yet.
Building.
entitled hearing about a kind of life that is so completely different than yours.
You mean better, don't you?
Yes, I mean better. Sure, it's better.
Can I have some ketchup, please?
I mean, I'm out of the scene almost completely. You know, this Bay Ridge scene. I'm moving into Manhattan. I'm getting my own apartment. I'm changing. I'm really changing as a person, and I'm growing. You know what I mean? Nobody has any idea how much I'm growing.
Who wants to go on a diet?
Into 16D where I'm living right now. If this is a home, there's a difference between a house and a home. And this is a home.
A chair is still a chair, even when there's no one sitting there. A room is still a room, even when there's nothing there but gloom.
So vulnerable in my own home. I'm always afraid that someone's going to break in or hurt me in some way. I feel like very vulnerable. But when I go back home to my parents, my mother in particular, when I walk into that doorway, some strange feeling comes over me that I'm really protected, almost like a child, really.
The good parts of what you think home meant to you when you were little.
Then close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Choosing Mrs. Wilson for Miles.
they've been burned to the ground. The woods are full of stragglers from both armies. The least they'll do is take the horse away from you. And even though it isn't much of an animal, I did have a lot of trouble stealing it.
I'm going home by the wall, give me some of the way. I'll kill you if you try to stop me. I will.
Dorothy, dear.
It's Aunt Em, darling.
Oh, honey, it's you.
Yes, darling.
Hello there. Anybody home? I just dropped by because I heard the little girl got caught in the big... Well, she seems all right now.
Yeah, she got quite a bump on the head. We kind of thought there for a minute she was going to leave us.
Oh.
But I did leave you, Uncle Henry. That's just the trouble. And I tried to get back for days and days.
There, lie quiet now. You just had a bad dream.
Sure. Remember me?
Your old pal, Hunk?
Oh.
Me? Hickory?
You couldn't forget my face, could you?
But it wasn't a dream. It was a place. And you were there.
Oh, sure.
But you couldn't have been, could you?
Well, we dream lots of silly things when we...
No, Aunt Em. This was a real, truly live place. And I remember that some of it wasn't very nice, but most of it was beautiful. But just the same, all I kept saying to everybody was, I want to go home. And they sent me home. Doesn't anybody believe me?
I was 8 years old and running with a dime in my hand to the bus stop to pick up a paper from my...
Because I love you all. And, oh, Auntie Em, there's no place like home.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way.
Shortcuts, produced by Peter Beauchamp.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight.
As I write my letter today, tears start falling from my eyes. I remember things we used to say. Ties that bind our love. Only one thing I want to do. Come home. Oh, oh yeah. Come home. Long as I know I'm coming home to you. Only one thing I want to do.
There are 8 million stories in the Naked City. This has been one of them.
So, who's your friend?
Peter Beauchamp, the future of rock and roll.
You're so money you don't even know it. That's what I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building.